Welcome back to our second half coverage on WDOT, the voice of Port Athletics. If you're just joining us, I'm Michael Capobianco, joined by Jonathan Gold. 0-0 in senior night for Port Washington Vikings. They are 6-3-1 on the season, taking on the Massapequa Chiefs. 40 minutes to go in the second half. 0-0.
We're hoping to look for more impactful by the offenses, as they've been a little quiet. They've been a little sleepy.
Yes, they have.
But the defenses have really shown how good for both teams, not just Port. In this case, the Massapequa defense has been showing out. They've been making stops. Same with Port. I mean, both goalies have been outstanding, but I feel Ben Stein's one great save in the box is the play of the game so far.
Karyast checking in. Also new to the second half. Number two, Captain Roberto Lopez. He's a junior. And here's Rumensteen. He's going to chase the ball. And it comes right out for Karyast. He's got space. He's got Rumensteen. Rumensteen's going to look to cross it in. Trying to go to work. Brings it back out. Franchino puts it in the mixer and unable to go to a blue shirt. Right at the Massapequa goalkeeper. Not much for him to do. But right off the bat, I'm liking Port Washington's aggression. They're going to need to do a whole lot of that if they want to put a couple goals on the scoreboard. Here's Cifarelli now going to work on the left side. It's going to be Port Washington ball continued. Sawada and Cifarelli working together on the left side. McClellan staying back. And Rubenstein is going to be all alone on the left side. Can he get to it? No,
he can't.
He cannot. Good attempt at a run by the Port Washington offense.
How are they? I think they can maintain this pressure with this upcoming corner kick.
All right, here we go. Sawada's going to take it. We have Cifarelli and Radman hanging back. Going in to the mix is number 19, Jesse Schiff. Very athletic, has good hops. Karyast is on the back post on the goalie.
All the pressure being maintained down by the goal.
Sawada whips in a corner. Comes right out to McClellan.
No good. Stopped by the Massapequa defense. Another great showing of defensive prowess.
And puts it back in the mixer. The ball is all alone for Sawada on the left side. He passes it into the mix. Stays with Rubenstein. Here's Schiff. Schiff looked like he tried to play it in. I think it got caught on his shin.
Could not play that into the middle. Just
couple shots on goal for Port Washington. McClellan with their closest chance of the game so far, but good defense by number 3, Leonardo DeCuba.
And then there's also a missed opportunity with a header by Rubenstein. If he was just like 3 inches taller,
he could have made that. And here we go, Port Washington looking to regroup. McClellan sends a ball over. Oh, great touch by Toma on the right side. Cifarelli's going to challenge him. Toma one-on-one on Cifarelli, looking to get past him, and Cifarelli just too speedy. The back heel kick is off Toma. Good defense by Cifarelli, not getting baited by the tricks. Port Washington goal kick, 3 minutes into the second half. JoJo, what are you seeing out of this Port Washington offense that you didn't see in the first half?
They've been way more aggressive. They've been getting more They got a solid opportunity at net. They just couldn't. They just need to complete more. They haven't been completing as much. As they have another opportunity, as Rubenstein is just dashing to the ball, but
Napolitano sends it out to Marmo. Not a very strong kick,
but just clears the ball a little. That was an even stronger kick by number 15, but it gets stopped by number 19 on Port.
Good challenge by Radman to bring it back. Karyast is going to work on the right side. He's got Beninati on him. Serves it into Rubenstein, and good attempt by Flick. Karyast unable to get there. Rubenstein had options in the middle as well.
I feel Karyast was putting him on skates a little bit. He was getting him a little. He was using the weather to his advantage by making him go side to side, potentially even making him fall.
Yeah, you mentioned the field is certainly slippery. Tough for defenders if you are a player with a lot of technical skill.
Oh, yeah.
Lopez arguing for the Port Washington call. And it is going to be a blue throw-in. Port Washington looks like it's creeping in on their first goal. They've gotten closer and closer as a half. And here we go. Falls out to Ernst. Ernst sends it into Sawada. Sawada
finds Chachi on the corner.
And here we go. Ball falls out to Franchino with the half volley. just to the right of the post.
Barely outside right there. As Marvin didn't even need to make a stop because he just had that insight that it was not going to be touching the post.
Ball took a little curve in. Franchina hit it on a half volley. Poor Washington goes back on defense now. But the pressure is mounting, and they are coming closer and closer to their first goal. Takarias out again, looking to go to work. And he's going to stay with it. Oh, and an errant touch by the Massapequa defense. But that's good enough for Vancouver. Vancouver is going to stay with it. Good defense by Jesse Schiff. He stays put on the left side. Oh, great pass by Sawada. Schiff looking to whip it in. He's challenged by Fiola. Crosses it in, and Massapequa brings it back out. McClellan now with a questionable first touch, and Port Washington's going to look to regroup. Schiff rotates back. Sawada on the left side making things happen. Good run by Cifarelli. Cifarelli uses his speed. He has Franchina coming into the box. Franchina! Whoa!
Just a bit outside.
Almost had the Travella finish. He is very disappointed. Use the outside of his foot. Port Washington just inches away from their goal. Port Washington's Juan Pablo Franchina with two back-to-back very technical shots. I mean, one time he used a half volley, one time he used a Travella. He's coming very close to goal. Port Washington looking like they're any minute away from their first goal, but good pressure.
I mean, for both opportunities that Port had on net, it was just a bit outside. As Chachi fights for that ball, gets out. Port throw in.
Ernst sends it in the middle. He's got it again. Balls out to Karius. He's got Franchino on the right side of him. And Ernst is going to have time. Good touch. Uses the left foot. Puts it into Rubenstein. McClellan. Cifarelli.
Cifarelli with
a nice
move.
Step over. Oh, and just a little bit of an errant pass. Falls out for Massapequa. Good juke. Here's Toma now. Here we go, Vancouver. Ball out on the left side once again for Port Washington. It's going to be Riga Sawada, the sophomore, and the touch fails him. It's going to be a Massapequa throw-in. Joseph Ivanovich adding good pressure for Massapequa right now.
There's a little miscommunication there by the refs as they couldn't figure out who had the ball, but ends up going to Massapequa.
Massapequa's way again.
Nineteen with the throw-in again. Goes out. Out of bounds again. By this time it is off of Massapequa. Number 16 with the throw-in.
Rubenstein's going to let it bounce. Goes over his head and flicks it past. And a high kick. Just little overzealous on that attempt to send Sawada on the left side. But Rubenstein with a very impressive start to his second half.
I mean, he was just bullying them down there. Like, barely using any force, just knocks them to the ground, but the refs call it.
Definitely a big kid, a lot of strength. McClellan is there. And here we go once again. Sawada looking to make things happen. He sends on a Felix Rubenstein on a run. Wow, Rubenstein showing off his speed. Marmo is there. Very calm save.
As you see, when Rubenstein was first subbed in, he was just running everywhere. And he's continuing to do that. He just has unlimited stamina.
Ball in the mix a little bit. McClellan's going to bring it out to Lopez. Franchina. Carrias on the right side. Great spin move. And Ernst is there. Pretty move, but it's going to be Massapequa. Ball, quick throw, and Ivanovich has it. Oh, and Ernst is brought down at around the 44-yard line. Going to be a free kick for Port Washington. Beninati called for the foul on that play. He's going to get subbed out. Lopez has a boot. he's definitely going to look to play it in the mix. They have a lot of guys there. Rubenstein, Suarez, Sawada, Carias. McClellan's there if they want to go short.
I think what Port needs to do is right now they just got to attack. They're going for an attack right now.
Oh, and Lopez. Oh,
no good.
Marmo bobbled the ball. The ball got past the Massapequa defense. No Port Washington shirt touched it. Marmo comes up with the save.
However, the ball is very slippy, so that is going to pay a factor, as it almost did cause another factor there with a own goal potentially.
McClellan looking to regain composure. Oh, Sawada, great turn. He's going to stay with it. Oh, and a great Cruyff turn by Napolitano. Out to Sandler, who plays it in for Toma. And Radman is there, kicks it out. Not the touch he was necessarily wanted.
But it did stop the momentum from Aspico's offense right there.
A little bit more pace now for Massapequa.
They're hoping to capitalize on this opportunity with the throw-in. Will they capitalize?
Napolitano sends it into the mix. Headed out by Cifarelli. Sawada doesn't get the cleanest strike on it, but it's going to fall out to Stein. Goal kick for Port Washington. Another successful defensive sequence.
And they do not capitalize on that opportunity they had. They had two big opportunities and could not capitalize. They had a throw-in, which got stopped by Sawada, and then Sawada made a sketchy touch there, just bouncing off his foot and going right to Massapequa's offense.
Foul committed by Ivanovic. Going to be a Port Washington free kick just above midfield. I think I'd expect Lopez to take it again and send it in. A little bit of confusion as to where the foul took place. Bradman's going to bring it back.
Port's looking to boot it downfield. Will they capitalize? No. Ball gets stopped by Massapequa's defense, but it goes right back to Port.
McClellan has Cifarelli now looking to make things happen on the left side. Toma with the stop. Port throwing. And Rubenstein has it in the middle now. Looks like it took a deflection off of his hand. Yes, it did. Ref quick to see that one. Wasted opportunity for Port Washington.
However, Rubenstein saw it different. He didn't see it go off his hand. He thought he drew the foul right there.
Yeah, you know soccer players. A little dramatic sometimes on the field.
Who knows? Maybe it would have worked there. He had a little bit more acting.
Velez with the ball into Vancouver. Stein's going to come out. Just a little bit too much on that ball. And like we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, the Vikings will be back under the lights on October 13th at a home game where the seniors will be announced and introduced. There are a lot of them, and they all deserve to be recognized. So it should be a very nice day. We have Carias now. He stays with it. It's a 4-on-2 for Port Washington. Ball falls out to Carias still. Oh, good defense by Dakula. McClellan, shaky first touch, and they're going to play it back to Cifarelli now, who brings it along the left side, using his pace. He's trying to cut in. Rubenstein turning.
Trying to find an open man.
Has the ball. Here's Carias. Back to Franchina. McClellan spikes it off the outside of his foot. And Franchina's got space now. He stays with it, and Massapequa is going to come up with the ball. Clearance by Toma. Here's Vancouver. Regained possession for Port Washington. Lopez is going to send a ball into Rubenstein, headed out by Dakuba. Port Washington ball. They're going to have a throw-in at about the 10-yard line.
Just about 26 minutes left in the second half with another Port throw-in looking to capitalize.
Rubenstein flicks it on. The header in by Sawada. And it's offside.
Port was looking for the goal right there. All sides called. That's just a killer right there. Port should have capitalized, but just a bit too much forward for him.
Yeah, Sawada was well in front of the last man to Kuba. But you liking what you're seeing for Port Washington?
I think they should use this momentum from a almost goal just to carry them forward with this offense. As the defense is stepping up right now, clearing that ball, goes out of bounds, throwing for Massapequa. Sorry, throwing for Port. That's my mistake. I thought that went off number 20.
24 minutes and 24 seconds remaining. Auburn Rubenstein, good pressure. Suarez has it now. He has two men on him. He's going to try to use his pace, and Rubenstein's coming away with it. Sawada's in the mix. McClellan running in. Good move by Rubenstein to create some space. He's got options and deflected by Massapequa. That's another, number 10, Christian Napolitano, on the end of that.
Just another great showing of Port momentum going into the offensive positioning. I mean, could have capitalized, but Rubenstein just got the ball deflected out of bounds as Port has now a corner kick. Looking to maintain the possession going forward.
All right, here we go. Another Port Washington corner kick looking to make things happen and make it a 1-0 game. Ball lifted in. And just off the right side, looked like Suarez got a piece of it. Radman might have gotten a piece of it. We saw DeCuba in the mix. Port Washington unable to make anything happen. And there's only 23 minutes remaining, so it's time for Port to really lock in on the offensive end and finish some of the chances that they've gotten.
As I mentioned before in this broadcast, Massapequa has not been using their goalie when they have those opportunities, when they can have an extra man downfield. They just decide to keep one back, but that could be another difference maker from Massapequa having this like certain game plan going into it with their goalie.
And Rubenstein sends that well over the reach of Suarez, who actually keeps it in. Massapequa unable to get it out of there. And now that play by Suarez looking very good. Karyas puts it in the mix. It comes out for Ernst on the left side. Suarez unable to get anything on it. Cifarelli's got it. Takes a deflection off McClellan. Massapequa throw in. Port Washington inching closer and closer to that first goal. McClellan's going to take it here. Suarez has it in the middle. Great touch forward. Opting to take it himself. Now plays it out to Karyas. Shot fake to Franchina. And here we go. Ernst on the right side. He has Cifarelli speeding through, and the ball is played behind Cifarelli. Cifarelli runs very fast, JoJo, and that ball was unable to keep up with him.
I mean, you could see he was trying to stop himself when he saw the ball was going to be behind him, but he just couldn't get that grip down. He was about to slip and fall, but he caught himself.
And it's going to be Port Washington ball again as Jesse Schiff kicks it out. McClellan with the slide, and number 7.
Just taken down with force right
there. Yeah, that's Ivanovic. McClellan called for the foul. That's going to be a yellow card for Sean McClellan. Little bit rough on the slide tackle. Did not make any contact with the ball whatsoever. Just got the legs. Potentially dangerous play. And we'll pay the price.
I was about to say, I was just surprised how they did not make a card call on that.
And he looks like he is about to be subbed out.
For that missed call. For that misplay by him.
Sawada's going to come back in.
Let's see, will Massapequa will use this free kick wisely as they just got momentum from that yellow card, potentially making Port defense.
DeLuca lifts it in. Oh, and it's flicked backwards, and Stein is on it. Comfortable save by Ben Stein. The header from Franchino went the opposite way of intended. Stein with a big punt over to Rubenstein. And his touch off his chest goes out of bounds. Oh, and it slipped. slipped off the hands for the Massapequa throw, and that is a very slippery soccer ball right now. It is raining hard here at Port Washington. Oh, and a real chance for Massapequa here. They're going to lift it in to Toma, but Cifarelli is right there. Port Washington on the counterattack now. Suarez sends Riga in.
Not able to get that
intercepted,
ball
but it is going to be Port Washington's way again. Toma unable to keep up with the ball.
Throwing for Chachi on Port. What do you think he's going to do with this one?
Yeah, you see he lifts it in to Rubenstein. It's going to be Massapequa ball again. Comes out to Sawada, and that's going to be Massapequa ball. You know, but Washington, you see them, they've mostly used our near side of the field. We haven't seen them too much on the far side. If you look at where they're set up, they have both Sawada and Rubenstein manning this side. They have the speedy Cifarelli, and Ernst has been gravitating more to one side. But there's real opportunity if Port Washington has a man going on the far side for a good cross.
I mean, fighting for the ball was Riga with number 6 on Massapequa, which just gets taped. Riga gets taken down, thrown to the ground.
Rabin with a booming kick. Headed out comfortably. Toma's going to take it now. He has Sawada on him. Unable to get past him, and Suarez comes up with it now. Drops it off for Rubenstein. But DeLuca is there again. I'm sorry, not DeLuca. DeCuba is there again. Errant pass falls out to Karius. Once again into the mixer with Suarez. He leaves it for Rubenstein again. Suarez is going to turn now. Fires on net and is saved. Right into the arms of Marmo.
I mean, that was just it was a very powerful shot, but Marmo just got his body on top and took it to the ground.
And once again, the ball is out to Derek Suarez, looking to be the playmaker in the midfield. Sawada keeps it in. Oh.
Not able to keep that ball in with his quick touches. Just scoots out of bounds for a little bit.
Going to stay with Massapequa. Ball off Sawada again. Going to stay with Massapequa. A little bit of action on the near side. Karias has it now. Challenged by Ivanovic. Karias wins a challenge. He has Sean Ernst. Sean Ernst doesn't realize the defender's on him. Now he does. Has the space. Has the time and gets taken down. Port Washington in a very good position for a free kick. After Ernst is taken down right outside the box, it's going to be a direct free kick. And Port Washington with potentially their closest chance yet.
Will this free kick cause a shift in momentum if they do manage to score on this? How big of a shift do you think it's going to happen?
I think, you know, scoring off a free kick is an achievement within itself. If it's a really nice goal, that could shake Massapequa. We're going to see if Ernst puts it on goal or if he sends it into the box. It's not a very far free kick, and Ernst has some good bend on his kick.
See, I feel he's got to aim for top left right here because goal is gravitating more to the right. If you can aim for the left, you might be good.
Ernst now with the free kick on net. Oh, on cue, off the crossbar. Just inches away from Port Washington's first goal. Ernst is in disbelief. Great attempt on net. It was about in the middle of the goal. JoJo, you called it. Left was the place where he was going for.
Was the play. I think it was a move. If you got a little more bend, if you got a little less power on it, could have been a great capitalizing goal there. But kick was no good. Almost through the uprights, though.
16 minutes left of Port Washington versus Massapequa. Both teams unable to find the back of the net still. The closest thing was an offside. But here we go. Another opportunity for Suarez to lead the charge. The ball falls out to Ernst.
Using his fast speed, tips it off of a Massapequa player, causing another throw-in for the Vikings. Now, with that momentum of almost scoring another goal on a free kick, what do you think that Port's going to do?
I think they've got some options. They're going to get creative a little bit. And we see this is the first time for number 15, Martin, checking in for Port Washington. Rubenstein unable to keep up with it. Going to fall out for another Massapequa goal kick. Port Washington is so close, and Rubenstein is visually frustrated right now, throwing his arms up in disbelief at the referees. You get a feeling that there's a sense of impatience on the Port Washington side right now. They have come very close. Ernst was free kick was off the bar.
One thing I might add is they didn't just come very close. They were basically scoring a goal just offsides.
Here we go. Cifarelli leading the charge. He's got Rubenstein ahead of him. Cifarelli's going to take it himself, and the ball comes out to Massapequa, but right back to Cifarelli. He has Ernst on the left side. He plays it out to Martin right behind him, and Roberto Lopez is making the run on the far side. Like I mentioned before, it's time for Port Washington to utilize both sides of the field. Carias' step over is unsuccessful. Ball comes out to Lopez again. He plays it into the mix, and Franchina comes on. Here's Rubenstein. Little deflection, and it's going to be Massapequa ball. They come away with it. Here's Toma. Good defense there by Cifarelli. Suarez chasing the ball. Oh, and just takes a hard deflection off his shins. But Port Washington, the pressure is there. They are coming very, very close. Vancura stays with it, and Stein is going to come out and grab it.
Just another day in the office for Stein right there. Boots it all the way downfield, right to his teammate, but can't get a touch on that.
And as my co-host Jonathan Gold just mentioned to me, you guys should follow Port Vikings on Instagram. We will be posting some of the clips from WDOT Student Radio. It is the affiliate. We are working in tandem this year to make great content, and we will get more once basketball and baseball gets underway. We have calls coming for both boys and girls every single game.
Some fighting down low for Port.
Another opportunity for Port Washington now. Martins in the middle, plays it out to Carias, who breaks through the defenders, gets a nice 2-1. Rubenstein with a good flick onto Suarez. Suarez is going to cross it in, and that ball was just out of bounds. Really, really nice ball in. Nobody was there to meet it. Wow, and this rain is coming down hard right now, JoJo.
It is, and that's playing a big factor.
Yeah, no, I firmly believe that. I think that some of the shots have been off because of the weather. It's been tough to make good runs down the field.
I mean, it's just been a very defensive game right now. And, like, both defenses have been going killing it. They've been killing it right now. As ball is kicked out of bounds by Port, Massapequa throwing again. It's been a lot of throw-ins this game. A little more than usual, but you should be expected by that due to the raining conditions.
Here we go. Good ball in from Franchina using the outside of his foot. Oh, and Cifarelli with such pace on the left side looking to make something happen. Stops the ball. He's got Ernst. Cifarelli crosses it in, deflected off Toma, puts it into the box. Oh, and an attempted bicycle kick by Rubenstein. Suarez still has it. It's going to come out of Cifarelli now, challenging Toma again, and Toma with good defense on a tough matchup with Cifarelli. Got to credit him. Nakuro's going to play it in, but Schiff is there in the back of the field. But I want to give credit where credit is due to Jonathan Toma of Massapequa.
And so there's another challenging play for two poor players right there as they both go falling to the ground.
Suarez gets thrown to the ground again. Ref says play on. Vancouver's got the ball. Cifarelli is there once again.
Chachi, I feel like, was just toying with him there by just kicking the ball right out of his angle just to get him off center.
Ernst waiting for the ball. Oh, great ball by Jesse Schiff. Just unable to come up with it is Rubenstein. But Karyas has it all alone on the right side. Met by Dacuba. Gets past Dacuba. Back out to Franchina. And we have a call from the ref. It's going to be a call, going to be a foul on Dacuba. Looked like he held on to Karyas's arm a little bit.
Little bit there. You know, Port's been really offensive-minded, but there's just been missed touches. They got to get these touches on the ground first. They got to stop the ball. They just got to get a good angle on their shot just to get that goal.
Lopez lefts it in. Great ball. Rubensin with the header. And comes out the other way for Massapequa. Cifarelli's got it again. And Vancouver seems to miss it, but it's going to be a Massapequa clearance. Port Washington so close once again. And if we look at the clock now, there is less than 10 minutes. Bit of an obvious foul there by Juan Pablo Franchina. Well, Massapequa is in good position now. They can get a man in the box. All you need is a little flick past Stein and you have yourself a goal. It's going to be Dacuba on the end of this.
Let's see, will Stein continue to be a brick wall? That's the one main question we have. Soon to find out.
Dacuba sends it on goal right to Stein.
Just right to the brick wall right there. Just right in the breadbasket. Stein boots it. Gets it more past it, more than midfield. As Rubenstein is pushed out of the way.
That's going to be a foul on Rubenstein. Just a little bit overzealous.
Not just a little bit. Very much overzealous. Yeah. You see a little arm bar right there. I feel like he's a little frustrated with himself by doing that. I mean, he thought just that's happening to him. He can do it to anyone else. He got pushed there. He was a little angry. He just went back and did it to someone else. They didn't see it when it happened to him. They saw it when he caused it. Sorry.
Headed out by Radman. And it's going to be poor Washington ball. Foul on the play. And we see Stein coming up now. The entire Port Washington offense starting to shift forward, sensing that the clock is not on their side. 0-0 game. Honestly, a pretty good amount of fans here, JoJo, for the weather.
Yeah,
I'm liking the support.
Day. I mean, everyone thought it was going to be a senior day.
Yeah, Monday night.
Monday night raining, especially. Many people wouldn't think they'd be coming out. Have the support for this town. It's just too strong.
Yeah, and you know something I've noticed recently is the overwhelming amount of support from Port Washington. The community, they showed up for the football games. They've been showing out for the soccer games.
They're just spreading the love around.
It's really been great to see. Credit to our athletic director and our mentor, Mr. Nick Stratweiser. And here we go. Sean Ernst is all by himself. He plays it out for Martin on the left side. Looking to make things happen. Good run in the middle. Ernst puts it on the left foot and skies it high over the bar. Didn't get the best shot off. It looked like it bounced up on him a little bit. Really creative offense from Port Washington.
However, I must say, the kick is good as it does go through the upright.
Yes, that
happened. Little doink action going off the left field goal post. Just had to point that one out there.
I mean, Sean Ernst has just continued to show out day after day for Port Washington. I mean, you look at the impact that he has on the field. He makes the other players around him better. And here we go, right on cue. Suarez plays it out for Ernst, who's going to try to make a run. Marmo is there with a slide.
The sliding stop.
And Port Washington with just over 6 minutes remaining to put one in the back of the net. Will we see late drama at the end of this one?
Or will we go into extra time? I'm not sure if they do extra time.
No, I think they would just draw today. And a little bit of confusion in the back there. Radman's going to try to get it out of there. Franchina's got to head it out. The ball falls out to Dacuba, and that is skied well over the bar.
Well out of bounds also.
Nothing really close there.
Just under 6 minutes remaining in the second half play.
Radman's going to play it out. Suarez turning and intercepted by Massapequa. Here's Toma on the right side. Sends it through for Vancouver. Schiff is there. Here's Toma once again. And Martin with a good clearance, but Massapequa, they're pressuring. They are coming in, encroaching on the poor Washington defense.
I mean, poor defense really stepped up again. I mean, they've been facing so many chances to get to give up a goal. They've just been brick walls on brick walls on brick walls. And let's see, will they continue to be a brick wall here? Knock on wood. And they do.
Not the strongest throw-in that they would have liked. Oh, great turn by Rubenstein, and Zifarelli is dashing on the left side. It's just the two of them, but good job for Massapequa.
Just stopping that
to get
ball
a stop
right
on that ball. That could have been a very dangerous run by Zifarelli. Ernst sticks with it. He's got it on the left side now. Going to try to mimic Zifarelli. He's got Rubenstein in the middle. Rubenstein tries to send it in for Karius, deflected by DeLuca. Ball falls out to Franchina. Rubenstein out to Karius, and Karius trips. It was a good ball in on the right side. Poor Washington unable to convert, and the clock is ticking. Just 4 minutes remaining.
Aspie was sending out for another defenseman kick. Doesn't get good.
Good job by Radman to get that ball out. And once again, the ball falls to Ernst. Rubenstein. Oh, great run by Suarez. He's got Martin behind him. Suarez decides to take it himself. Puts it into the mixer. Oh, and it's just off the chest of Sean Ernst, who was dashing in.
Just out on the right side of that goal. I mean, should have gotten in. Put a little too much spin on the ball. Got it off a little bit wonky off his foot. But hey, you live and forget.
Poor Washington appealing for a handball, which they do get. Frantically trying to run down the field. They're sending everyone down there. Lopez is going to take the free kick. 3 minutes left for poor Washington. Can they have some late game magic and give themselves a W on Monday night? Lopez sends it in. A booming kick. Rubenstein is unable to come up with it. Just over his reach. Nobody touches it. Massapequa ball. Rubenstein was just inches away from getting his head on it, but it was a little bit high. Massapequa was turned to send their men down the field. Time not on either team's side right now. Good defense from Franchina. Karius has it. Into Suarez, who Suarez is playing in the middle now. Regroups his team, and good deflection. Velez gets in there for Massapequa.
Throwing by Port. Tries and booms it over to Rubenstein right there, which just goes off the head.
Staying in Port's direction now. 2 minutes left on the clock. It's now or never for Port Washington. The ball is sent into Rubenstein. It comes out for Radman, who's going to let it play out. Another Port Washington throw-in. Some late-game dramatics brewing here at the poor Washington turf. Suarez with the touch. He's got space, and that's going to be a corner kick for poor Washington. Here we go. Everyone coming in. Everyone is coming in for poor Washington now. Minute 37 remaining for the poor Washington Vikings. Score is 0-0. This is the chance. The ball whipped in on the corner. Ernst. Oh, and it's off the bar. It took a couple deflections. And Morrow's on top of it. Poor Washington unable to get a clear touch on the ball. And Massapequa sends it through. Missed header by Martin. It's going to come out to Radman. Coolly and calmly. Poor Washington throw in once again. 1 minute remaining here. It's now or never for Poor Washington. Toma has it. It's going to be Radman with one final chance. He sends Karius up the field, who gives a header to Rubenstein. Back out to Karius. He's got time. He's got space. Martin sends it in to Ernst on the left side. Tough touch for Ernst with the rain. He regroups. on the left side, makes a move on his defender. And did the ball reflect off of Toma? Referee's saying not. Poor Washington is in disbelief right now. It looks like the referees are going to come together and meet on this one. The clock has stopped.
As the referees are having a disagreement.
And oh, and it's called corner
kick for Port. Will they get this good opportunity?
All right, corner kick here for Port Washington with 23 seconds remaining. It is a 0-0 game. Looking for late game dramatics. It's going to be Suarez. No, I'm sorry. It's going to be Carias. Carias looking to send his team on top. Puts the ball in, and the header is over the bar from Franchina. And that was Port Washington's final chance. 13 seconds left. This game will go down as a 0-0 tie. Port Washington so close to scoring on so many occasions. But ultimately, the points will be shared. Ernst is not a happy camper right now on the field. He played his heart out. He played amazing. But Port Washington unable to find the back of the net. It is 0-0 final. Thank you all for tuning in to our coverage on WDOT, the voice of Port Athletics.